On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound I was afraid I'd never hear. The ringing bells of Santa's sleigh.
Upstairs and into bed.
But I have to. But he said Santa would have to fly faster than the speed of light to get to everyone's house in one night.
So?
And to hold everyone's presents, his sled would have to be bigger than an ocean liner.
Well, your brother said that? Well, he was just kidding you. He knows there's a Santa.
He said he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure Santa was for real.
Of course Santa's for real. He's as real as Christmas itself.
But he won't come until you're sound asleep, young lady. Sweet dreams.
Santa will be here before you know it. So go to sleep.
Stark, barren, devoid of life.
Train wouldn't wake him up now.
End of the magic.
Well, you coming?
Where?
Why, to the North Pole, of course! This is the Polar Express!
The North Pole?
I see. Hold this, please. Thank you. Is this you?
Yeah.
Well, it says here, no photo with the department store Santa this year. No letter to Santa. And you made your sister put out the milk and cookies. Mm-mm. Sounds to me like this is your crucial year.
If I were you, I would think about climbing on board.
Come on, come on, come on. I've got a schedule to keep... Oh! Suit yourself.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you know what kind of train this is?
Huh?
Train. Do you know what kind of train this is? Well, do ya?
Of course. It's a magic train. We're going to the North Pole.
Ah, I know it's a magic train. Actually, it's a Baldwin 284 S3 class Berkshire-type steam locomotive. Built in 1931 as the Baldwin Locomotive Works. It weighs 456,100 pounds and has attracted...
Are we really going to the North Pole?
Top speed is... Mm-hmm. Hey, look, everybody!
Isn't that wonderful?
Herbisheimers! Herbisheimers! Wow, look at all those presents. I want all of them.
So Christmassy, cozy, beautiful.
Tickets. Tickets, please. Tickets. Ticket, please. Try your pocket. Try your other pocket. Thank you, sir.
Hey, watch out there.
Thank you, sir. That is a public address microphone. It is not a toy.
Boy, that guy sure likes to show off with his ticket punch. Look at that wise guy punched on my ticket. L.E. What the heck does that mean?
Stop 11544. Edward.
We're heading for the other side of the tracks.
Hey,
It's just another pickup. That's weird. I thought you were supposed to be the last one.
Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express. Suit yourself.
Emergency brake!
He did!
You. In case you didn't know, that cord is for emergency purposes only. And in case you weren't aware, tonight is Christmas Eve. And in case you hadn't noticed, this train is on a very tight schedule. Now, young man, Christmas may not be important to some people, but it is very important to the rest of us.
But... He was just trying to stop the train so that kid could get on.
I see. Young man, is that what happened? Well, let me remind you. We are on a very tight schedule. And I've never been late before, and I am certainly not going to be late tonight. Now, everybody, take your seats, please. Thank you. Your attention, please. Are there any Polar Express passengers in need of refreshment? I thought so.
The king of the Aztecs would drink 50 quarts of hot chocolate every day. It was thick as mud and red because he put chili pepper in instead of sugar. Get it? Hot chocolate?
Where are you going with this?
It's true. I know everything.
It's for him. I don't think we're supposed to leave our seats.
Yeah, it's a violation of railroad safety regulations for a kid to cross moving cars without a grown-up.
I think I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
What about this lad in the back? Did he get any refreshment?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's take some to him, by all means. Watch your step now, watch your step.
Uh-oh. She forgot her ticket. It hasn't been punched.
Hey, what are you doing? You're gonna get us all in trouble.
I believe I have neglected to punch your ticket. May I?
I left my ticket right here on the seat. But it's gone.
You mean you have lost your ticket?
She didn't lose her ticket. I did. I was trying to return it to you, but the wind blew it out of my hand. You can have my ticket.
These tickets are not transferable.
Young lady, you will just have to come along with me.
You know what's gonna happen now, don't you? He's gonna throw her off the train. Yeah, he's gonna probably throw her right off the rear platform. It's standard procedure. That way she won't get sucked down under the wheel. They may slow the train down a little bit, but they're never gonna stop it.
Stop it? That's it! I have to stop the train again!
No, please, don't do that again!
Thank you.
Is there something I can do for you?
I'm looking for a girl.
A girl? Hey, we all!
I have her ticket.
Why, looky. Looky here. Well, this is an official, authentic, genuine ticket to ride. Oh, you better keep this in a safe place, young man. If I was you, I keep all my valuables right here. Right here in the old size 13. Experience shows this is the safest place. Not that I have much use for those tickets. I ride for free. Oh, yeah, yeah. I hop aboard this Rattler anytime I feels like it. I own this train. It's like I'm the king of this train. Yeah, the king of the Polex. In fact, I am the king of the North Pole! Now, where's my man? Sit. Take a look. Hey, would you like some Joe? Nice, hot refreshment. Perfect for a cold winter's night. Down to Primrose Path. You don't want to be caught or duped, have the wall pulled over your eyes, hoodwinked. You don't want to be taken for a ride, railroaded. Seeing is believing. Am I right?
Well, what about this train?
What about it?
We're all really going to the North Pole. Aren't we? Are you saying that this is all just a dream?
You said it, kid! Not me. So, let's go find that girl! One other thing. Flat Top Tunnel. Savvy? around, kid. This'll be interesting. Man, are you bound and determined that this train never reaches the North Pole?
But look!
Caribou crossing!
I may get hurt to be at least 100,000, maybe even a million. It's gonna be hours before they clear the track.
A tough nut to crack.
We are in some serious jelly.
And a jam.
Tight spot.
Up the creek.
Up a tree.
Lost in the grass.
I'll tell you what's grass. Our
oh!
Problem solved. All ahead, slow.
Thank you.
yours! It's my ticket!
Yeah. Right, keep up with me! Left! Right! Left! Train.
Someone saved you?
Or something.
An angel.
Maybe.
Wait. Well, what did he look like? Did you see him?
No, sir. But sometimes seeing is believing. And sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Forsaken and the abandoned. Mind your steps now. These poor toys have suffered enough. Being left to rust and decay in the back alleys and vacant lots of the world.
What are they doing here?
It's a new concept the boss came up with. Instead of being thrown away, they're collected, refurbished. He calls it, re-bicycling, something like that.
Makes me want to cry. Seeing toys that were treated this way?
These hopelessly entangled string puppets, marionettes, pose a particular problem. We found that the nimble fingers of our workforce here at the North Pole are best suited for working out those knots entangled. Oh, thank you. Uh-oh, double locked.
You are just like me, my friend. A Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge. North Pole, Santa Claus, this train, it's all a bunch of humbug. A bout of indigestion. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. You're a doubter! A doubter, you don't believe! You're a doubter!
Hey, you missed it. We rode down some really sharp hills, and then we were on what looked like a frozen lake. But I know it was just an optical illusion caused by moonlight and atmosphere. He said the train was actually on the ice, but I said that was impossible. Because you can't put a train track... Hey, where are you going now?
Wishing on a star and trying to believe that even though it's far, he'll find me Christmas Eve. I guess that Santa's busy, 'cause he's never come around. I think of him when Christmas comes to town. The best time of the year, when everyone comes home. With all this Christmas cheer, it's hard to be alone. Putting up the Christmas tree with friends who come around. It's so much fun when Christmas comes to town. Presents for the children, wrapped in red and green. All the things I've heard about, but never really seen. No one will be sleeping on the night of Christmas Eve, hoping Santa's on his way. When Santa's sleigh bells ring, I listen all around. The herald angels sing, I never hear a sound. And all the dreams of children once lost will all be found. That's all I want when Christmas comes to town. That's all I want when Christmas comes to town.
Look! The Northern Lights!
Hey! You three! We just crossed it. Latitude 66 degrees, 33 minutes. The Arctic Circle. And do you see? Those lights in the distance. They look like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea. There is the North Pole. Gathering in the center of the city. That is where Santa will give the first gift of Christmas.
Who gets the first gift of Christmas?
He will choose one of you.
Look! Elves!
In the front, taller in the rear. Even-numbered birthdays on the right, odd-numbered on the left. No pushing! No pushing, but let's not dilly-dally. It's 5 minutes to midnight.
Hey, what gives? It was 5 minutes till midnight 4 minutes ago.
Exactly! Columns of 212.
Excuse me.
question.
What about him?
No one is required to see Santa. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to hold hands.
Why?
But please remain in your columns while we are in transit.
Look, you have to come with us.
She's right.
Christmas just doesn't work out for me. Never has.
But Christmas is such a wonderful, beautiful time. It's a time for giving and being thankful for friends and family. People hang decorations and lights, and then Santa comes and leaves presents under our Christmas trees.
Christmas just doesn't work out for me.
Look, I don't know if Christmas is gonna work out for you or not, but this is Christmas Eve. Don't stay here by yourself.
Yes, come with us. We'll go together. We should go. Come on. Yes. Yes, I hear it.
I hear it too.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, it's down this way.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Why can't I hear anything?
Shh. Get down. Be quiet.
What? Okay. Well, that was the wrapping hall, Chief. I just finished the last one.
How's it wrapped?
Wrapped in candy-striped rag with a number 7 holly green bow.
A number 7 bow? When we're this close to liftoff, what are they thinking down there? Are they Meshuggah? What's the rowdy?
Going to the state. Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's my town. I'm from Grand Rapids.
We got a troublemaker now. Just what we need. Things aren't bad enough. What's his 20?
Apparently, some kid from Maplewood, New Jersey, stuck some gum in his sister's hair.
New Jersey? Is that the same kid that put the tuck underneath his teacher's tail last year?
No, sir. This kid's name is Steven. So, what do we do, Chief? Like the big man? We talking nothing for Christmas here?
It's almost Christmas, huh? We'll cut the kid a break. But you put him on a check twice list for next year. All right, boys! Let's shut it down, all right? That's it for this year. Come on!
Hey, boss, are we taking the pneumatic?
Of course we're taking the pneumatic. It's the only way to get to the square on time.
Let's go.
And time is money! Ready and mount!
Close. All right, get in. I don't know about this. Hear it. Do you? No. I think we should follow those arrows. I thought there'd be a way out.
We're gonna miss everything. Edbrook Avenue.
That's my address!
It's Merry Christmas, Billy. From Mr. C.
I think I know what it is. I wanted one of these my whole life.
Wait, stop. Look.
But I...
Those are the rules.
Christmas presents. I want to make sure I'm getting everything on my list. All I found was one present, and all I had was a bunch of stupid underwear.
Look.
You may start your descent any time now. At your convenience, of course.
We will. It's been 5-2 for the last hour. We got plenty of time. We got nothing but time. We got time to kill.
You know what? I don't think we're gonna make it.
I may be just an old railroader and know nothing about lighter than aircraft, but from my layman's perspective, you need more altitude.
Altitude, please. A bit more altitude, please.
The Flying Elves. They are specialists. Do not try that at home, kids. Do not try that at home.
We're not gonna make it.
Thank you.
stowaways. Party's over.
I was just following them.
We found here by mistake.
Ah, forget about it. We knew he was in there the whole time. Come on, out you go.
Let's go. Come on, step up, step up. Here we go. Not a prop. Come on, watch your step. There you go. So that nobody gets hurt, here's how we're gonna get you guys back.
This is simple. Why, I know.
What do you know? You're not supposed to be here in the first place. But since it's Christmas, I'm gonna let you slide.
Hey, no!
Been looking for you. Nice to see you again. Cutting it kind of close, aren't we?
I'll take care of this. It's in good hands. Trust me.
Better not try.
believe.
What was that you said?
I believe. I believe. I believe. This is yours.
Wow. Thank you.
Pick me!
Shh.
I want the first gift!
Yes.
I want the first gift!
Young man, patience. And a smidgen of humility might also serve you well.
Yes, sir.
And you, young lady. Lady of decision, full of confidence and spirit. Christmas spirit. Keep up the good work. And Billy. It is Billy. I see you've made some new friends.
Yes, sir. I sure have.
He's a lucky lad. It's no greater gift than friendship. And speaking of gifts... let's have this young fellow right here. What would you like for Christmas?
Me.
You. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The first gift of Christmas! This bell is a wonderful symbol of the spirit of Christmas, as am I. Just remember, the true spirit of Christmas lies in your heart. Merry Christmas.
Better keep that in a safe place.
Thank you.
be.
Could all this be nothing but a dream?
No.
Supposed to mean?
Lean is spelled with four letters. I believed I punch. Five.
Hey, are you saying I don't know how to... Oh, I'm sorry. It says learn. My mistake.
Lesson learned. Ticket? That is some special ticket.
Sure is.
So, can you count on us to get you home safe and sound?
Absolutely. Me. And my friends.
Ticket.
This is lead. Like lead balloon.
I believe it also was pronounced lead, as in leader, leadership. Lead the way. Follow you anywhere, ma'am. Ah, yes. Young man with all the questions. Ticket. Nothing I need to know.
Come on. Come on, show us the bell.
Yeah, let's see the bell.
It's gone. I lost the bell from Santa's sleigh.
Don't worry. We'll find it.
Yeah, we'll help you. All of us.
Yeah, let's hurry out and find it right now.
That's really too bad. Really?
I'm sorry.
Going
home.
Oh, okay. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for stopping the train for me.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Watch your step, please. And Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry about the bell. It's a really special present.
Well, you know what they say. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
Well, see ya.
Well, see ya.
See ya.
Watch your step, please.
Thank you.
No, thank you. One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
What? Merry Christmas!
Look. Here's one more. Has your name on it.
Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Better fix that hole in your pocket. Mr. C.
Oh, what a beautiful bell. Who's it from?
Santa.
Santa? Really? Oh, that's too bad.
What's this? Huh? Broken. Huh. Sorry about that, sport.
Come on, kids. We don't want to be late.
At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell. But as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
Be our guest.
Roller coaster.
I'm wishing on a star and trying to believe that even though it's far, he'll find me Christmas Eve. I guess that Santa's busy, 'cause he's never come around. I think of him when Christmas comes to town. The best time of the year, when everyone comes home. With all this Christmas cheer, it's hard to be alone. Putting up the Christmas tree with friends who come around. It's so much fun when Christmas comes to town. Presents for the children, wrapped in red and green. All the things I've heard about, but never really seen. No one will be sleeping on the night of Christmas Eve, hoping Santa's on his way. When Santa's sleigh bells ring, I listen all around. The herald angels sing, I never hear a sound. And all the dreams of children once lost will all be found. That's all I want when Christmas comes to town. That's all I want when Christmas comes to town.
We got it. Yo, we got it. Here we've only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Keep it cooking in the pot.
Dreams are dancing in the children's hearts, hearts are singing.